Namaskar.
Bienvenue.
I'm from Bangalore, India.
Dublin, Ireland.
Turkey.
The Philippines.
This is Feet in Tours.
I came here to study.
To work. To volunteer.
Build a life of my own.
Welcome to Feet in Two Worlds.
Esto es Con los Pies en Dos Mundos.
Bir ayağım burada, bir ayağım orada yaşıyorum.
Welcome to Feet in Two Worlds.
A new social media site aims to help new immigrants in the U.S. I'm Ashwini Anbarajan, and this is Feet in Two Worlds, a project of the Center for New York City Affairs at the New School. Immi Lounge is the newest addition to the growing list of social sites. Except unlike Facebook and LinkedIn, Immi Lounge is aimed at new immigrants to the U.S. It boldly declares that it intends to help immigrants achieve the American dream. Can a social media site really claim to do that much? And do immigrants really want or need a place in cyberspace to connect with each other? Brian Ngua, a 20-year-old Kenyan immigrant and the founder of Immi Lounge, is here to tell us why he believes Immi Lounge could be the Facebook for immigrants. Brian, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.
So when immigrants first come to the U.S., they rely on these informal networks, neighborhoods with people from their country, family or friends. It's a very word-of-mouth-based community and a person-to-person connection. What can Immi Lounge do that these other informal networks don't do or can't do?
The difference between Immi Lounge and other informative websites is the first-hand experience which is being given to you by a member, a friend, a person who's experienced everything.
So you're saying that you go online to Immi Lounge and you share your story, and that's how it's very different from pure informational sites?
One of the ways is the fact that you share your story and you get to meet other people and you get to make friends. And we connect our members directly with immigration attorneys. The good thing about the immigration attorneys on Immi Lounge is they are not just there for business. They're there to be also a member, a social member, to help our members to achieve what they are looking for.
What do you mean when you say that Immi Lounge will help immigrants achieve the American dream?
I mean it in the sort of it makes things easier for you. Like for example, if you are new to America, if you just come from another country, like let's say you came from India to America, and usually people who immigrate to America are for education and a better job. It's never usually the easiest thing to achieve those two things you're looking for, because the job search, it tends to be hard, and you don't know anything in the country. It's like you're lost. It's like an alien in a new planet. What we do, what Immi Lounge does is, and we connect our members with those things directly, and we connect them with friends. They get to make friends in a certain neighborhood or like a certain state or city, and they get to learn about how it's like living there, and they get connected in the terms of jobs. If they're looking for jobs, like we usually have some nonprofit organizations from different states advertising themselves and stating that we do this and this and we're looking for this and that. We say we connect our members with the American dreams in the term that we make it easier for them to achieve the American dream.
You said in an article that I read about you that you wanted to create Immi Lounge based on your own experiences as an immigrant in the U.S. and you described immigrant life as hard and that there were many pitfalls. You were a university student at Penn State. What kind of experiences did you have that you think a social network like Immi Lounge would have better prepared you for?
The first experience was meeting the like-minded people. When I was in Penn State, I was an international student, and it was very difficult to find people who are like-minded, people who are like me or people who are from other countries. I felt like I'm in a different world when I was in school. Like, I felt like I didn't understand anything, and everything was just a question mark, and everyone did not understand me because of where I'm from. The other experience was also in terms of the privileges. Like, for example, the processes in which you have to take to get a driving license, to get a social security number. There are many holdbacks when it comes to an immigrant living a happy life in America. Also, the other thing that I was experiencing is the freedom of speaking to people. On Immi Lounge, you're capable of saying anything regarding your culture. Like, you know, if you like chicken tikka and you go on Immi Lounge and say, I like chicken tikka, there are people who are able to understand what you're talking about, and there are people who are able to share the experience of liking chicken tikka. And whereas if I was an international student in Penn State and I go to McDonald's asking for chicken tikka, that would be very confusing.
What I found interesting is what you're saying is that really simple things that Americans take for granted, like getting a driver's license, is actually a chore for immigrants. It's difficult to do.
Exactly.
How would Immi Lounge have helped you specifically?
First of all, I'm going to be connected with like-minded people from my country and people who have shared the same experience. And second of all, I'm going to get to learn things about America. Like, for example, I'm going to learn about the Statue of Liberty or like a state, how a certain state is, or I'm going to learn about how to live in America. And last but not least, you also get to learn about information regarding immigration and living in America, in terms of and where to get a driving license and what to do and which website to go to get information regarding your visa and how to reinstate your visa and reapply for your visa, etc. It's like an amalgam of information and social.
What about language? How do you address that? There are a lot of immigrants that come to the U.S. that don't speak English.
And we actually are working on language packs. At the moment, we only have two language packs, which is English and Spanish. And we're looking on improving the language packs so that exactly when a member is signing up for Immi Lounge, he is capable of choosing which language he wants the whole website to be for him. And it automatically translates everything, and everything will be easier and familiar to him or her.
How many users do you have on Immi Lounge right now?
At the moment, we have 350 users.
And how are you going to grow it? What is your plan for that?
And like we said it before, we are actually undergoing the beta testing right now. Like we are still improving the network. We are still trying to find ways of making it a better thing for immigrants and a better way to help our members. At the moment, we're just looking of how to make it a good 100% solid platform. And then after we're done with that, it's just a matter of saying that we have a thing that's capable of helping so many people out. So it's going to be great if you check it out.
Do you envision Immi Lounge serving a political purpose? Would you want it to?
I actually do, and I would want it to, because it would be a great thing for Immi Lounge to be the online, the nation of immigrants, and just a one voice of immigrant voice. Because at the moment, it's and we are just immigrants in America. Like, we are not Americans. We are just immigrants in America. So if there was a thing that was capable of uniting all immigrants as one and making them being proud to be immigrant and being able to say something, a political thing, I envision Immi Lounge being a median of the a political world for immigrants. Like, I imagine Immi Lounge being a voice of immigrants in the future.
I think what's compelling about what you just said is that you think that immigrants can come together and have one voice. But that hasn't always happened in the U.S. Like, what do you think would actually cause that to come about? Is it just being on Immi Lounge together, or is it actually surrounding around, you know, work around a specific issue?
I believe that the only way to make Immi Lounge be like the nation of immigrants is the fact that the other immigrants in other states are going to be aware that there are people who are experiencing the same things in another state. If you go to Pennsylvania, if you go to Florida, if you go to Arizona, there's going to be a lot of indigenous groups of immigrants protesting and rioting over their rights. You know, like there are many people, there are many groups of immigrants all over America who have a voice and who have grouped themselves as a specific group of immigrants. I believe the only thing that they're lacking is awareness, and Immi Lounge is working on making the awareness that there are people out there who are the same, and once you join, we are together, like we are one.
Entrepreneurship is one of the tried and true paths that immigrants have taken in the U.S. What's your experience been as an immigrant entrepreneur?
I don't know what to say to that, because I don't really consider myself an entrepreneur. I'm just an ordinary immigrant who's looking to help other people who have experienced what I have experienced. I just want to be the same as my members, and I want to be one with my members so as to help them achieve what they're looking for. I want to be just one of them. I don't want to be the individual who's making money off them.
That's interesting, because I think most people would describe that, this as an entrepreneurial project. You know, you're 20 years old. You're so young. What do you think you'll be doing in 10 years from now? Will you be a Mark Zuckerberg-like figure with Immy Lounge, or what do you hope to do?
This is just a step for me. I actually consider Immy Lounge being a step for me, because I actually envision myself doing very many changeful things. Like I'm trying to help my country, which is Kenya. I'm trying to make my country a better place. I'm trying to help the immigrant nation. There are many things I see myself doing. But as for now, I have to take a step at a time. And my first step is helping the immigrant population.
Well, thank you, Brian. Thanks so much for coming on the Feet in Two Worlds podcast.
Thank you very much.
Brian Ngua is a Kenyan immigrant and the founder of Immy Lounge, a new social networking site specifically for immigrants to the U.S. The producers of this podcast are Sarah Kate Kramer and Jocelyn Gonzalez. I'm Ashwini Anbarajan. Thanks for listening. Feet in Two Worlds is supported by the New York Community Trust and the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation,
with additional support from the Cyrus Fund, the Ralph E. Ogden Foundation, and WNYC, New York Public Radio.
This podcast was produced in association with the CUNY Graduate School of Journalism and CUNY TV.
Feet in Two Worlds brings the work of immigrant journalists to public radio and the web.
We're a project of the Center for New York City Affairs at the New School.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Podbean, or using the Stitcher Smart Radio app.
You can help by going to fi2w.org and clicking on the support button at the top of the page.